Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is why I go back with my hair, why I blow dry my hair back, because if I don't do that like I did today, I got out of the shower and I just said, I'm just going to comb it over to one side, and I realize now when I do that, you can see this. This is why you buy the bonus packages and you get the streaming and the thing and you enjoy it.
Right.
And you
it's huge,
let me tell you, because
it's big,
it's successful, it's effective. Good. It's strong because you'll notice that I have the O'Mara receding hairline.
Mike, you're so vain, you probably think this song is about you. It looks fine.
Your hair looks great.
You know what?
This is no offense to my cousin Teddy, but I look at Teddy because Teddy is me.
I know, and you are Teddy.
For an older man, you've got good hair.
You know what, Mike? That is a more youthful look.
Thank the back of your hand for that compliment.
No,
thank you.
I've seen worse, much worse.
Oh, that's nice, Oscar.
You might
want to stay out at this just particular time. You look more youthful that way because it's more of a devil may care. Hi, I'm Mike. Yes, hi. I don't care about my hair. No, don't make that noise. It's more like, no, that's Pat. That's not what people want.
Just so I like to know, just base it how much sexism I can do on the show. Who are the interns on deck today? Just out of curiosity.
Today, you want to sign in for
him,
Mac?
This is Mac, and Jason's here too.
Yep. How's it going, Mike?
Fine. That's okay, all good. All right, just checking which
Mike,
ones I have.
The sex
today.
Is thick in the room.
Oh, yeah. Sex.
Very good. Yeah. Okay, so we got Mac and Jason.
Right.
Yes.
All right, so we got the third and fourth lines in today.
Maybe.
No, I mean, that's fourth and fifth lines.
Maybe, yeah, because I put
got the fourth and fifth.
Well, I'm not an intern.
He's not an intern. He's an employee.
Okay, very good.
Glad we clarified that.
Well, now that we have established that, it's time to start the open up the mail, because it's not about us anything.
It's all about you. One time.
I hate hearing Rob do that too.
One time, please.
We have a new youngest listener. Welcome to our world, Margaret Grace Masenda. Margaret entered the world on June 27th, weighing 9 pounds, 2 ounces, and measuring 21.5 inches. Nice. Also, Jackson Alexander Bess was born on June 22nd, 18 inches, and just like Ponyboy, weighing in at 5 pounds and 8 ounces. Baby and parents are doing fine. Sam Westergrin had his 20, you put these together and you've looked at him like 9 times. Westergrin, you know, I know that, he's a mob man. Westergren, he had his 24th birthday on July 4th, which would make him super patriotic, except that he's Australian. Hey, g'day.
G'day.
G'day, Sam. Threw some birthday cake on the barbie. I hope you have a great time, Sam Westergren. 24. That's a fantastic. You're less than half my age.
Great age, 24.
It is a great age. It is.
The very box Michelle Puckett. I say that constantly up here in Maine. Dinghy injury? Ah, Puckett.
Oh, yeah. She's great. She loves it.
She has a birthday today, and it would mean a lot to her if Oscar wished her all the best as the gingerbread man doing his grease man impression. Get ready, America, for Michelle Puckett.
Let's have
on her birthday, Oscar Santana does the gingerbread man as grease man.
Activate blower! Waddle-doodle-doddle-doodle-doddle! Happy birthday, Michelle!
Thank you very much. It's lovely. Eric Hickey. That was my actual hickey sound.
Do it again.
Eric Hickey.
Nice.
See, it's the sound of lips fusing on flesh. Mm. That's pretty disgusting. No, Eric doesn't want to hear that. Eric Hickey turned... Oh, he's three. Well, yeah. He doesn't even understand it. Eric Hickey turns three this week. Happy birthday, Eric. Editor's note. Most Hickeys don't last 3 years. That's Rob and I both did Hickey humor in the Hickey thing. I didn't read
it. It's low-hanging fruit, Mike.
Denny Shaler, the poor guy, is turning 50. I understand it perfectly. Ha, 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 ha.
Don't look at me. He was very specific how they wanted it read. So that's it.
Is it Shaler?
You know what? It's Sheeler. And at this Sheeler? Point, when they give me a specific non sequitur that they don't explain, they're lucky it gets in at all.
Denny Shaler, the poor guy, is turning 50. I understand it perfectly. Ha, 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 ha.
And he was, you know what? There was a lot more to it.
Just, I totally agree with you. That's good. So don't use me, pal, for your inside family yuck, okay? You selfish bastard.
That's
sorry,
well
Denny.
Hope it's a great birthday.
Hope you have a good birthday. Selfish. Happy 13th to Kiana. Your daddy loves you, Peanut. They're all getting familiar now, and
that's really
okay.
Sweet.
That's loving.
That is a peanut.
Randall Allsweed just turned 60. He is a 23-year veteran of the USPS. Don't piss him off.
Can you imagine?
Indy Bear. That's a neat name.
Hey, baby.
She's 9, Oscar. Oh.
No, I meant
no,
Bear.
He.
I meant Bear.
He is now 9.
Yeah. Oh, the old engineer. Yeah.
Do you think it's Indy after the Indiana Jones?
Keep reading.
Okay. They're all like this today. They're all like this where there's nothing explained up front. Indy Bear is now 9, and yes, he was named after Indiana. Okay. July 13th.
How would I explain it up front?
I know. You're right. So I should read it.
So
maybe
not
I should pre-read.
Our engineer?
No, baby.
Indy Bear, now 9, and he was named after Indiana Jones. 9-year-olds are cool. I like Indy Bear because he's cool, too.
Nice.
Don't let my mood affect you. July 13th will mark the 28th birthday of the forever beautiful, strong, and brilliant Amanda McGoffin. We all send our best to her. Rob, would you like to tip anything in? Because obviously when you put something in there like this, I want to know whether it's somebody who you have familiarity with.
She's had a tough, tough year. Her husband loves her very much, and she just wants some positive energy sent her way.
That's so sweet. That's what true love is all about, people. Take notes.
Absolutely. Rick Hale. Yay, Rick Hale. He is from Tucson, Arizona, and he will turn 36 on July 15th, and that seems nice. Hail, hail, Rick Hale. Holy crap, it's Jolene White's birthday.
Yay!
Vegas, baby.
We love Jolene White. July 1st, 1957. Well, a lady doesn't like that kind of information revealed, does she?
She put it in the letter, and I think that's a nice thing. I like seeing the date of birth as opposed to the age. I think it's a nice change.
July 1st, 1957. She is vacationing in Colorado, and she loves us all, and we love her, too. Send more candy, Jolene.
Please.
Thank you. Aaron Selig. Sounds like it should be a TV producer. No, that's spelling.
or the Woody Allen movie, Selig.
Zelig. I'll do the narrator for the Zelig.
Okay. Right?
Aaron Selig is now in double digits. Happy 10th birthday. In March of 1935, Selig moves to Rome. Remember that?
God.
I have to do a Zelig bit.
That
I
movie
really
was so... Do you remember the first time you saw it? It was just like, my God, what is he doing?
I didn't know what he was doing. And then you go back and look at it, and it's hysterically funny.
It's so great.
Know?
Remember when he got fat? Because he was hanging around fat people.
And then he went. It was on the dais with Hitler.
Yes!
Very, very funny. So anyway, if you haven't watched the Woody Allen movie Zelig, you don't know what we're talking
Oscar
about.
Oscar would love it because it's old, black and white, and Woody Allen. Mm.
It's wonderful. Marie Garcia is an amazing wife and mother and a fan of TMOS, i.e. the perfect lady.
Ah.
Marco and MJ and Isaiah love her very much. Happy birthday, Marie. Marie. Oh, Marie. Oh, Marie. Moving right along here, Jason Poirier.
Great name.
Jason Poirier.
That's it.
Poirier had a July 3rd birthday. Jason Poirier, he did, and has never asked for a birthday greeting from us before, and I messed his name up. All Jason Poirier wants is for Rob to tell him to f*** off. He seems nice. And I guess I did it for you, Rob, didn't I?
That's great, unless you want a double dip.
Yeah, go ahead, Rob.
All right. Jason Poirier, fuck off.
Emphatic.
Two edits close together. Kathleen Cullinane turned 48 on the 4th of July, and she loves Mike's voice. Oh, isn't that nice? Would he be so kind as to sing Yankee Doodle for her?
Now, Mike, you can do it a cappella. I actually have the music if you want to sing along.
Why do I feel like I'm being played? But if you have the music and you've gone to the trouble.
Well, I mean, it's up to you. It's ultimately your call.
All right. Okay.
Okay, music in 3, 2.
Went to town riding on a pony. Stuck a feather in his butt and called it macaroni.
Yeah!
Thank you. That, kill that music. It's making me mad. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Here's our first letter. I'm listening to the best of show where Mike is talking about stealing and chomping down on a plastic football. That's back in Thanksgiving of last year. In that clip, he says a phrase that I've heard over the years, but I've never understood what it means. I'm from the West Coast, so I'm guessing it's a regional thing, but I have to know. Does 10 of 12 mean 10 minutes before 12? Yes. 5 of 8? 10 of 8?
This is my favorite letter this week.
I don't hear that anymore these days. Am I every day?
Oh, for Christ's sake. Are they, of course you say it's 5 of 8.
No, but I don't. And maybe, Mac, you know, of all people.
Why are we doing, I feel like we're doing a scene from Dumb and Dumber right now.
Do you hear 10 of 12 a lot?
I don't. See, I thought it was 10 pat, like it was 10 after, not before.
See?
Because the of would indicate that it's after 12?
That's what I would think.
That's what you would think.
I think it's an old timey way to tell people the time.
My dad used to say,
okay. You know, once again, we bring old timey into it. Yeah, that's back in the 1930s when I was making the Ford Model T's on the assembly line. That's why I said that. You know that? I mean, come on, give me a break. Hey, what time are you coming down for the ether frolic? 10 of 12. Thank you, Patton Oswalt.
Hey, can you do me a favor? Can you mute Max Mike?
Yes.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Boy, never have I been more pleased to do anything. I will do that at 2 of 11.
So 10 of 12. Rob, any help here? I mean, 10 of 12, 5 of 8.
This guy is obviously, he's not a big thinker. And it's obvious what you meant, but even if it's not in common use anymore, I think it does date back to when we were using analog clocks, not digital clocks.
Mm. It's all like, digital, baby.
But, you know, but I hate digital clocks. I do.
So So I guess I should have said 11:50.
Yeah, you see, and that's what a dick would say.
All right. Thanks, Kevin Mode. Anyway, and you're not a dick, Kevin Mode, but the question was, I think we answered
it. Hi, Mike. Let's start using half past.
Now
and
I need.
Quarters.
Now you talk to me when I don't need your help. What's going on? What? But did you have a shtick line? Did you have a.
No.
Is that way? Because that's what you care about.
No,
all right.
No.
So it's 10 of 12. I will never use it again. Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and the whole gang. It's with great honor that I can say that I have listened to the show in all of its iterations for 23 years. In a world that can be crazy, cruel, and without focus on what really matters, your show puts everything in perspective. It sure does. It sure does. For that, your listeners are so grateful because my partner, Warren, doesn't care about me and probably forgot my birthday anywho. I thought I would send you an email and request your traditional birthday song as I turn 38 on July 6th. That is a bonus show subscriber and TMOS faithful, Drew H., from Washington, D.C. Well, shall we do this
Please.
On the count of three? One, two, three. Happy birthday, Drew H. Thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, a listener from our number one Dutch listener.
Oh, yes.
This has not been edited. Gentlemen, about 1.5 years ago, my friend Robert Evans, a long-term listener of the show and fellow radio DJ from Chicago, posted on Facebook who he considered the best radio DJs. One was Wolfgang Jack.
Classic, an icon.
And the other was Mike O'Mara.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, that's sweet.
I've always wanted to be in the same company as Wolfgang Jack.
Yes.
So I started to listen to both. Wolf Moon Jack wasn't my thing. But the Mike O'Mara show was an instant hit for me. So 1.5 years later, I listen daily to show and have the yearly bonus show subscription. Well, see, if a guy over there in Denmark can do it, you can do it. I have the year Holland, sorry, I always get that confused. The bonus show subscription, all credit to him, because I would otherwise never known about you guys. Robert will have turned 49 on the 5th of July. July spelled with an I. Can you please send him a huge birthday greetings from me? A big thanks. That's the abbreviation.
Yeah,
for all
busy.
The great shows and the many laughs, you guys are an inspiration to me. Keep up the great stuff. Lev Nedkov. Hey. Lev Nedkov. Way to go in Holland. That's
wonderful.
Thank you, sir. That's right, Rob. Of course, he's Dutch. If he was from Denmark, he'd be Danish.
That's right, and I'd like to have a Danish.
Hmm. Very good. Wow, next letter. Wow, you guys take me back. My family treated the Whitehall Inn as our big event go-to. My whole childhood is connected to that place. Now it's just a weed-covered shell of a building that might not even have a for sale sign anymore. I drive past it every time I visit Annapolis, technically Cape St. Clair, and it looks so sad. The fruit fritters were always complimentary, like hot bread at some restaurants. They serve them over and over and over again. The whole meal is a blur, but oh yes, I remember the fritters. The shallow round dish had two little handles. Hey, he really does remember the fruit fritters.
Yeah, he does.
The shallow round dish had two little handles. That was 40 years ago, so I'm not surprised they didn't have them at the menu. On the menu. The menu was an old menu, right? There's no new Whitehall Inn, correct?
No. It was a classic
got the menu.
But the thing is, we were shocked that the fritters weren't mentioned, but apparently the fritters were just included. You just
if
got
the fritters
them.
Were a lanyap, then it wouldn't be on the menu. You're
exactly
absolutely right.
A lanyap? Anyway, who's that?
That's a New Orleans expression for a freebie.
Oh. Yeah, a little extra.
The shallow round dish had two little handles. It was 40 years ago, so I'm not surprised it's not on the menu. It was understood. Regards, Michelle Reeves. Thank you, Michelle. That's a very cool letter. I like that a lot. Next letter, dear mailbag, P1 Doug Carlson, a former recipient of a Rob Spiewak fruitcake, had his 51st birthday on June 21st. Since he has been a single for all of his 51 years and lives in a house attached to his parents' property.
Nice.
This is a friend here. He lives in a house attached to his parents' property with his dog Devo outside Spokane. It's no surprise he asked for help to get his birthday greeting on TMOS. Alas, I was so busy last weekend, I missed the opportunity to honor him in a timely manner. I am so ashamed.
Oh.
Doug is a true P1 who actually skipped out on the invitation to be a judge at the 2014 World Championship of Barbecue in Las Vegas. Sounds like a hell of a guy. So he could attend the live TMOS show in Reno. His dream was to meet Carla.
Yes.
All right, watch it. Watch it.
His dream, isn't it?
Not sure that Carla has forgiven me yet. That might be two of us. But even in Doug's inebriated state, I eventually made the introduction. But I feel I still need to make it up to him. Just think of him as a pony boy plus lots of years. Triple the pounds and 10 times the wealth.
Nice. This is nothing like me.
Come on, ladies. Doug is waiting for you with drink and barbecue in hand. Okay, Doug, can I have my weed eater back now?
Nice.
From our good old friend Dirk Vaster. Thank
Dirk.
You very much. And winding down here on a very long mailbag. Hi, boys. I'm writing to make two birthday wishes. First, Angel Ogden Kidwell, Monday, July 6th. She just turned 39. I met her at a horror convention in New Jersey last March. What type of person listens to TMOS?
Exactly.
People with property attached to their parents' house and people that go to horror conventions. She came up to me because I was wearing my Mike O'Mara t-shirt. Second, my 49th birthday is this Friday. I can't thank you guys enough for bringing the funny every day. Since I finally caught up on the regular shows, I'm going to order the bonus package. I would appreciate a birthday wish from Mayor for Life, Marion Barry.
Nice.
I'm winning the battle with the BDs myself. So let's bring him in here. Hey, John Jack. How you doing, man? I'm dead, but I just want to say, happy birthday to you.
Hey, Mayor.
Happy birthday to you.
Mayor, since you are technically walking dead, did
yes,
you
I
make
am.
It to that horror convention in New Jersey?
Not a chance, but I'll do it for you right now. Walking dead. There you go. I'm a walking zombie. I'm a zombie. Watch out for the walking dead zombie. Zombie, zombie, zombie.
You're set up. Oh, he's gone.
Hi,
Oh, he's back.
Oh, no. I said, that's his impression. I set up. Ain't that a bitch? Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Hi, TMOS gang. I would like to wish my wife, my box wife, Jen, a very happy birthday on July 10th. She has given me two amazing boys and keeps it tight, so I'm going to give her what every girl wants. We are moving out of Manassas.
Yes.
Yeah, that is like that's the greatest gift that keeps on giving. Fantastic. They are moving to beautiful Linden, Virginia. Beautiful town in Virginia. Been through it often. So long, historic drugstore district, Yantas, Usadas, and Peruvian chicken. Since we will be vacationing this summer in O.C., Maryland, I was hoping Oscar could talk up her favorite song, Celebration by Kool and the Gang, as DJ Batman. Wow, Oscar, you're getting a workout today.
Damn it!
Thanks for all you do, Dan Kozar. And so it's a celebration for his lovely, lovely wife, Jen.
What's
so
his catchphrase again?
DJ Batman. Yeah. We love you, DJ Batman.
All right.
All right. Oscar, you got posted 20, 28, and 33.
Jesus.
Are you ready?
Oh, wow. This is a challenge.
All right.
The jingle, Oscar.
Damn it. The 50,000-watt music machine, WABA. All right. This segment of the show is brought to you by Thrasher's Fries. If you believe the Manassas, and maybe you're moving to, what is it, Linden? Linden, Virginia, congratulations. Though you're still in the armpit of Maryland Ocean City. Enjoy celebration, drink lots of drinks, and make sure that you know to ride the bus. You gotta be intoxicated. Enjoy. Ah, nothing? All right.
We love you, DJ Batman.
We love you, DJ Batman.
All right.
Is that guy alive? Let me check how old that man is.
Hey, only one word. Perfect. Start the show, you hump rob.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I tried to eat healthy for like a minute. I thought I really liked trail mix. Turns out I just like M&Ms that play hard to get. Just to thrill the chase. I got run over by a stretch limo. Took forever. I'll address it because I can tell some of you can't stop thinking about it. I have posed nude for an art class. It's actually how I lost my job substitute teaching. And I am legally obligated to tell you that joke. I feel bad for Eskimos on acid because they can't tell if their walls are really melting.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Who is that comedian, Rob Spiewak?
You know what? His name escapes me. I will post it on our Facebook wall this afternoon. I thought he was very funny.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Piper studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you are here, you do too, ladies and gentlemen. Our show today is brought to you by ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com. Let me tell you, your company is only as good as the people you hire. So if you can't find the best, you're in a lot of trouble. And there are a lot of people out there in the business world that are trying to hire, and they're trying to use the internet by hiring. If you're hiring, you don't have time to deal with all of the different job sites out there, but I think it would probably benefit you if you had one source where you could get your job postings out to everybody, and that way you get the best possible candidates. Enter ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter lets you post over 100 job sites. You can go to 100 of these job sites all at one time, one click, and boom, bam, you will be instantly matched to the best candidates from over 4 million resumes. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses, and you can try it right now.
When?
Right now.
Nice. Right now.
Absolutely free. That's the word we like. Absolutely free. Getting the right people for your company is imperative. So try ZipRecruiter today and get your perfect hire before you lose them to somebody else. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and get started. Do it today. It's free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Don't wait. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. And we thank you for that. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Got an opening very quick break. We always do that on Wednesday when we have the birthdays. But really briefly, because I don't want to pile on here, believe it or not. Paula Deen in the news again. And I have become in the last 24 hours extremely familiar with people who are commenting on the feeding frenzy that exists, especially online when somebody screws up. You
right.
have yesterday the major controversy over Jared. Tip of the cap to Oscar Santana, really the only one that was kind of giving us the not the counterpoint, but just saying, guys, before we are judge, jury, and executioner,
yeah, hold up
let's
a bit.
Wait. With that said, you know, because Jared was not formally charged and from a couple of sources is not necessarily a focus of the investigation, but there's a lot of information we don't have.
Lost his gig.
Yeah, the gig is gone. So, Oscar, what that would tell me is that they probably at Subway, before they make their determination, get a little more information than the feeding frenzy
or
people
it's
do.
It's just not worth the Jared brand name because he unfortunately had a shady friend that was a pedophile.
He will always be associated with, you know,
so
he can
it's
be.
It's not worth it.
He will, even if he's found 100% innocent, he will always be
it's
slightly tainted.
It's not worth
tainted.
The fight
exactly.
because that. The, you know, really realistically speaking, it, as far as a spokesman is concerned, they could find another Jared.
Yeah. They could find another Jared, and that brand really was built by him. That ad campaign was built by him a while back. What were you going to say, Rob?
So sad that there is a Jared brand. He's a fat guy that lost weight. That's it.
Yeah,
that shouldn't be a brand.
You were a guy like that, and they put you in a commercial?
Yeah, that's true, and then I put the weight back on. So then there's really no Rob brand.
There's no Rob brand.
Rob
no, there's
ate
no
Rob. His brand.
I ate my brand. It was Raisin Brand.
And then they made a big TV commercial with you in it.
That's right. Frozen in time, Mike, when I was thin. It was about
They pay for that yet? Anyway, just curious. But anyway, let's take a break. We'll come back because more happened today with Paula Deen.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to defend Paula Deen because I think Paula Deen's kind of an asshat. But I will tell you that this is another example of... We're beginning to want to feed no matter what the real facts are. So and I'll tell you more about that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Master, are you prepared to crush the Rebel Alliance?
I will be in a moment. But right now, I'm updating my Mike O'Mara Show app.
Mike O'Mara Show app? What is it?
You have a mobile phone, right?
Sure.
Is it a smartphone?
Yes, of course.
Is it an Android or iOS?
I do not know, Master.
Well, it's easy. Is it an Apple logo or a little R2 unit?
I always thought it was a space station, but I guess it's an Apple.
Okay, so you have iOS.
Okay.
What you must do is go to the App Store and type in TMOS and hit search.
But is it my destiny?
Yes. Yes. It is the easiest way to listen to the microphone.
Normally when we have the longest opening segment, when we're normally going to get a quick spot after that, probably not the best idea to play the longest promo. Just, you know, the way I would run a show, but what do I know? Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by NextIssue.com. Next Issue is, as Oscar would say, amazing.
It's
and
phenomenal.
You can get your free 30-day trial at NextIssue.com/TMOS. Instant and unlimited access to all the magazines that you crave, people. Vanity Fair, People, Us Weekly, Rolling Stone, Entertainment Weekly, Sports Illustrated. Oscar, you've been reading one this week as well. I'm so glad when you read the English language.
You know, I'm a car guy, Mike, and what's beautiful about the Next Issue, it doesn't just give you just one car magazine. It gives you multiples, right? This next title is Radar Bait, and it's in Motor Trend for this month, coming month of August, because you get the months early.
Sure.
And Radar Bait will give you a comparison between what is the new M3, the new C63 for Mercedes, and Cadillac's offering. And it goes one by one by one, breaks them down, and lets you know which car is the best car performing on all the different levels.
Very cool.
A lot of fun.
And, of course, since they have People Magazine, I have been reading all about Princess Charlotte.
Yay!
The very latest little bambino that has come down the pike for Kate and William. It's wonderful. It's
also,
all over
also
that.
Also check out Car and Driver. They have so many great
magazines.
They have
everything. They have everything.
Everything that's in the print editions on the same day that they hit the newsstand right to your tablet or phone. Plans start at less than $10 a month, and one account can be shared by up to 5 devices, so it's great for families. Plus, if you can you can cancel any time, but you'll never want to. Here's what I want you to do. Get your free 30-day trial at nextissue.com/TMOS. Do it right now and read up, way up, on all your interests. nextissue.com/TMOS, and we thank you. So yesterday it was Jared, and today it was Paula Deen. And I'm sitting there, and my first reaction when I was actually prepping this show, I write little headers for topics I want to talk about, and I put in Paula Deen really with a question mark, and I was ready to tee off about, hey, hasn't she learned her lesson? Hasn't she done? But here's where this is really, this is the one thing I think we found the major Achilles heel of the internet, and it is that everybody doesn't get their information at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And it is why people will send me the Rascal Scooters outside the bar in Florida for 6 years, that they will send that constantly to me. And people that are late to the party, and we're so myopic and we are so egocentric that we receive our information, and we just perceive that that's when everybody else is getting their information. Let me make my point. The Paula Deen picture was from 2011. So when everybody looks at the headline, Paula Deen does it again, Paula Deen, tweets brown face picture, I'm not defending it, but I'm also saying this is pre-Paula Deen meltdown. This is before Paula Deen hopefully got some racial sensitivity training.
Yeah.
So the fact that this surfaced, and by the way, the photo I'm talking about, if you are living in a cave, I should tell you, this is a photo of Paula Deen as Lucy and one of her sons as Ricky, and Ricky is wearing brown makeup to make him look more Latin, or in the stupid redneck Deen world, to make him look more Latin. So with that said, it's still Paula Deen being Paula Deen, but she fired her social media manager. Well, there's a position that shouldn't even exist. What does Paula Deen need a social media manager? She could do it herself.
Well, she probably can't, to be fair.
Yeah, well, probably, but I mean, I'm just
she's
saying.
She's got a track record of probably not being sensitive person.
Yeah, you're right, but I'm torn. At the same time, if that was posted after all the crap she'd been through, I would say, oh, God, lady, do you ever listen? You can't have that discussion.
No,
there are going to be DJs all over America that are doing that today. There are going to be people all over America that are going to be going, oh, man, you'd think she would have learned. They're not going to. And here we go again with the Jared story yesterday, which was Jared, child pornography, FBI at his house. I did it. I succumbed to that.
Right.
And then one of our friends, Diana Barrett, made a comment, read the small print. And at the very end, he is not a focus or subject of the investigation. Now, that at least could change. You don't know. I mean, they have the FBI at this guy's house. That can't be a good situation.
2 months
for Jared.
Yeah, 2 months. That's the only thing you're thinking of. It's 2 months. This guy is clearly desperate that, in Jared's case, because I read more about the article yesterday after the show and this morning. And I feel you feel bad, but that's just this, unfortunately, the state of play we are in right now. For example, if one of us, and who knows, because we have friends from all walks of life, and to be a pedophile or have some nasty skeleton in your closet, you just don't know, right?
Right.
But if you're a big brand and you're associated with that person one way or another, you just can't. There's no way you can win. There's no way.
I had that happen in my world. I had, and I'm not going to mention names because the guy,
Jimmy Cerrito,
Jimmy.
Stop it. The guy as the guy is the guy. I believe now is doing time.
Oh,
as
really?
This is a guy that was a classmate of mine that came out and visited me.
I remember.
And I told the guys on the show about it.
Same situation.
I had pictures taken of him at the radio station that I worked at when I was working at The Edge. Did he come by the? I don't think he ever came by the podcast.
No.
But then I, you know, thank God for an old friend, a college friend that actually knew the story, because this was way out, you know, out of my area. I didn't know what was happening. That he got popped for soliciting underage people, and now I think he's serving time for it. But I mean, you never know. You know, look at the public figures when they have their pictures taken with creepy people.
Yeah.
It's either, you know, look. If you're going to give this guy the, and we had fun at his expense yesterday, so right. I will say this today. If you're going to give the guy the benefit of the doubt, you could say that it's just incredibly bad luck that the person that headed up his charitable foundation was involved with this kind of crap.
Yep.
If you're going to take the other angle and say, uh-oh, you would say that because they were associated, that maybe there's a chance that they both liked the same kind of things. Well, a lot of research and a lot of reporting, something that doesn't exist in America, that has to go on before you find out right. what the real deal is. In the Paula Deen, I throw it out to you guys. That was my opinion about Paula Deen. It happened in 2011. Was it stupid? Yeah, but it's not.
You can't pin it on her. And an example that is sort of.
So you totally think you can't give her any crap about this?
I don't think you can. I mean, okay. if she has gone through and served her sentence, whatever it was, since, you know, between when that happened and now.
But let me, can I interrupt you right there?
Sure.
Let me just say the one thing that pisses me off about the Paula Deen thing. Okay. There was no reason in hell. For, and I hate to be this analytical of it, but I'm looking at that picture, and this is why this picture pisses me off. There was no reason whatsoever to have that hump son of hers that's been on her teat for her whole career in brown face.
True.
There was no reason for it. If you're going to be, let's talk about parody, okay?
Okay.
If you're going to parody a Cuban American Ricky Ricardo or a Cuban national Ricky Ricardo, you're going to parody Ricky Ricardo based on his hairdo back then.
Yes.
That's how you do it. You don't just slather on brown face because, no. Oh, he happens to be Latin. Go back. I hate to be this detailed about it,
but you're
right. Go back and look at every I Love Lucy episode. Ricky Ricardo does not have brown complexion skin.
No.
Not that that should matter, but they had to go, well, he's from Cuba. Let's put brown on her face, and it pisses people off all over again. Maybe that, you know, she's done her time, but that's how
it
I
should,
felt about
that. You know, but you said it, Mike. It should piss people off. It was stupid. No matter what, it was stupid. But
would people have 2011 when it first surfaced as like a promotion for the Food Network? Nobody was saying anything back then.
Well,
nobody was saying anything back then.
Didn't have the history then.
Right. Mm-hmm. That my point is, this is where she gets the double screw job.
Yep.
You know, let's get the Latino perspective.
Here we go.
This will
be good.
Thank you.
Mr. Oscar Santana.
I really, when I saw the photo, I said, I wasn't offended by it. I wasn't. And it's not because I'm an Uncle Tom. It's because clearly the person that put this up didn't realize that her son is not tanned and it is in brown face.
Yes.
Right.
Was
right.
just trying to, put up a photo. Of that to show the fun of the old show and out there.
But
having
here
the time.
Is the social media manager's problem. We are not only do you have the history of Paula Deen, you are releasing this at probably one of the most heightened times for racial insensitivity that we have ever had in the United States.
But I think we are too sensitive at this time.
I don't know.
But you know what? That aside,
you know what? I guess you didn't see the Confederate flag pickup truck parade.
But I'm the one that can speak from this. Neither of you are lying. I'm talking to you from the heart.
But you're saying we're too
sensitive.
I'm
not talking about the Confederate flag. That is a leap you just made on your own. I'm talking about as the fact that I went to a comedy show Rob Mayer was at on Thursday night, right? At the DC Improv, the five best comics in DC. And every one of them laid out racial jokes offending every single ethnicity, race, religion on that stage.
Right.
And I slapped my knee the entire time and had a great time being there.
Right.
And when I walked out, I said, you know what? Nowhere else, even online or on video, could these guys get away with that. And that's kind of sad that we can't just laugh at certain things. Now, the Confederate flag is a whole different animal that should be taken down. I've talked to you about this.
However,
I was saying, my point was simply because of the recent events.
The climate
that's kind
is,
of why the climate is the way it is.
Is. It is.
And also something that Oscar is, you know, you often bring up the brand and the business. Whether or not we are too insensitive towards it or not, it was stupid of her for her own brand to allow that out.
Do you think that when I saw this, I said, this is classic Paula Deen, the way she runs her business. They don't care. They don't care. They don't know enough. She surrounded herself with people that don't understand what she's been through. She's lost an empire.
Right.
An empire.
Right. Yep.
And
yep.
for them to write Lucy, you got some explaining to do. Unfortunately, these days, as you said, Mike, that right. just doesn't fly.
It doesn't fly. And I would say even go far as say maybe not these days, but this particular, because of everything that we've been dealing with in the news and you know, and all of that. It just, I looked at that. That's what pissed me off about it, because I think part of me actually feels sorry for this old redneck.
I don't.
She's going to be, she's in this. She brought it on herself.
She has enough resources and she had enough time to tighten up that ship, Mike. That
well,
is,
you know
on
what?
Her.
I agree with that. I agree with that. But the thing is, you know, that person that did that, Jesus Christ. And you know what? I'd love to know more about it. I'd love to know more about who the social media
person
was.
Think there was an axe to be axe to be ground there?
No, maybe? I don't think it's a conspiracy.
Someone's
it
lazy.
Could be. You never, it was, it's lazy.
They were being witty.
It's not sweating the details. It's like doing what we do. I have lasted, you know, more than 3 decades in at various levels of this business, even with this little podcast. If I said something stupid or racist, my ass would be called on the carpet, and it would probably go viral. You know, there's nothing else I can do that would go viral. Maybe I should do it on purpose. Get the little show noticed, you know. And but the thing about it is, you know, when you say too sensitive, and I understand that you say you can come from it from a perspective that other people can't, I just worry about those two words. Too sensitive. And I usually find myself, when I hear you're being too sensitive, I usually counter it with, well, you're being too insensitive. But Oscar, you're absolutely right when it comes to comedy. I think that is where, you know, I guess Amy Schumer is now in a bit of a controversy over her jokes being called racist. And so, you know, when you're on stage, that's the whole, my daughters had not seen the Louis C.K. a monologue from Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
They unhinged their jaw about the same thing when people were saying, oh, child molesting, not funny. The fact that it is so taboo is what made that funny.
Right.
That is why the, you know, you go over the edge and that's to me, I've loved that kind of comedy forever, you know?
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
But at the same time, there are people that are skilled at it. And if you're going to choose to do that and you're going to choose to put a picture online, you better not be stupid, because there sure is there. And I'll say, I won't make Pony edit again, but there sure as S wasn't anything funny about that.
Right.
It was ham-handed.
At
it was
all,
you don't think that Paula Deen is a skilled humorist?
I think Paula Deen covered her fat Southern ass on that show by doing the nervous laugh more than anybody I ever saw. Mm-hmm. And I got burned on that, and I'll never forgive her for making that over fatty stuffing recipe that I cooked for my family one year.
So
like
that,
7
Mike,
years ago,
that's
bitch.
Really the problem here.
That's
isn't
the axe to grind.
Yeah. That's the axe to grind right there, boy. That's the way that goes. All right, we'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I told you yesterday about my fabulous German toothbrush heads. But seriously, everything on Amazon is, if you do some real digging, you know, I'm not telling people anything they don't know, and Amazon doesn't need me to tell them. I just want you to go through the Mike O'Mara Show webpage. But I just got so excited about that, saving that amazing amount of money. You know, I got 20 of these for like $11,
right.
And in the drugstore, there were 3 of these toothbrush heads for $22. So Amazon, you can sit there on your own computer and you can do it. When you're shopping Amazon, the only thing I ask you to do, folks, is to go through the Mike O'Mara Show page. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. You can go right to our page at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We've got an Amazon icon featured prominently there where you can click the button. We have the app as well, the icon. It's a shopping cart on our app. That takes you right to Amazon as well. Yes,
Mike,
Oscar.
Mike, we're also offering on the website free Prime, and it's all in a way to really celebrate Prime Day, which is coming up on July 15th. It's going to be your summer Black Friday. Prime Day is going to be a place.
One week from today.
Where you can find all these great deals. If you're a Prime member, you can get a free membership to Prime through our website right now. You'll see the big banner as soon as you go to MichaelMaraShow.com.
So that's 1 week from Wednesday. Next Wednesday, they're going to have Prime Day.
Yeah. Yeah, they say it's bigger than Black Friday. More sales, more benefits, more one-time deals, but you got to be a member of Prime.
Please let me know what you're buying on Amazon. I'll share that right here when we do these Amazon commercials. I want to know what you're getting, what your little ticket items are, what your big ticket items are. If you buy a car through Amazon, I will do a half an hour on you.
Nice.
There you go. That's the way it goes. Thank you very much. Awesome. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. So, Oscar, yesterday, right before the show, I was having me a day with all sorts of stuff going on. And I won't burden you with the details, nor do I care to. But I will say that, you know, the guys knew that I was having me a day.
Yes.
And then late in the afternoon, right around like 5 o'clock, I guess he called me in at 4 o'clock hour. I returned his call. And Oscar said, just called to see how you're doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I said, well, I thought the show was really great. And Oscar's like, no, 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 Mike. I'm this is not business about the show. I'm calling as a friend, and I just want you to know. And a very nice gesture,
sweet.
But at the same time, makes me so uncomfortable.
Why? It creeps you
me
out?
So, well, no, no, it doesn't creep me out. Just I immediately worry that you're thinking that things are overwhelming me and I get paranoid. My paranoia juices start to go. I'll get off the phone and that's why I always go to the show content, you know, because
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
want to pour my soul out and purge like that, although I've probably done
but
it.
But, Mike, you know, you and I, we have been acquaintances and even very good friends for over 20 years now.
That's right.
And if you put all of our social phone calls on one tape,
yes.
it would fit on a 10-minute tape.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
we don't
talk on the phone.
Right. You know, I know you and you don't want to do that. And and I don't want to receive it either, you know.
So, no, I mean, it's
Rob and I are like friends and we would you know, my God, Rob and I, when we're one-on-one,
it's the best.
We can hang for hours,
yeah.
at a time. When we are on the phone, it is
why is
horrible.
It so stilted and uncomfortable?
Because you're nervous and I don't want to talk. So that's the
not a big phone guy. You never have been.
I don't like the phone. I hope that have I gotten any better at hustling people? I guess I hustle people off the phone. I try. You know, I try.
No, but you've gotten better. The only reason I called you is because when I walked in on Monday, you said that you wanted to connect, and then we hadn't connected.
That's it. That's right. That's exactly.
I remember that.
And I still want to do that.
And it was on my. I put a note in my phone and I said I have to call back Mike, so I called you back.
I'll tell you the detail, and it has nothing to do with anything other than the past.
Yeah,
and
sure.
You know, it's a it's that child pornography charge that I did.
Oh no,
Mike! I told you not to let him run the Mike Foundation.
I mean, I happened to hang with Jared back when I was losing a lot of weight.
Too soon.
Look,
how dare you?
Getting back to the whole Jared thing, can I just say this one last thing? The only reason we seized on that was pure comedy.
Yep.
That was it.
There were no other reasons. Like,
and it was also breaking as we spoke.
It makes me laugh.
Yeah. That, I know.
They show the schlubby guy with that. Did he ever really look like he was fit?
No.
I mean, I know he lost a lot of weight.
That fat crease in that one picture on TMZ.
He held up the big pants, which is a big move that you see on these weight loss commercials. Mm-hmm. Funniest, by the way, the funniest version of that done on the show Taxi back in the day where Jim Ignatowski's father died and he went into the trunk and he pulled out these pants and he said he holds up these massive pants and he goes, these were my father's wedding day pants. He's holding these up, and the line was, and you know, after 20 years, he could still fit into them.
That's funny.
But anyway, I called
because, you know, we're friends. And what I also keep in mind is that you're surrounded by all women for the most part, right?
Yeah, I am.
You have some family members that come and go. Especially when you're in Maine.
Little Michael, he'll be of use in 10 years, but right now he can't offset that balance.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's when he's going to be really of use. But the thing is...
Of use.
I realize what the connection... Oh, incidentally, I got the Y instead of the A yesterday, and he's doing it more. So it's gone from Dada to Daddy, which is... You would think it'd be a minor thing, but it's not.
That's a huge, great
thing. But the connection with him... that's such a good point that you bring up about being around women. I think that even at 2 years old, and by God, he's going to be two next week. The connection that I have with him is that it, you know, it's another dude. It's another dude,
yep.
And I've got my wife, I've got my two daughters, and I've got my sister up here. That's yeah. that's who I'm dealing with. All the other men have normal jobs that they have to go back to,
but they come and go.
They come and go. They come and go, and it's great when I have the men around. I mean, it's
can
really,
you feel
really
a seismic shift? Say,
you know why? But you know why men die? I'll tell you why men die. Men die
to
because you know what's up here. This is during the week. You know what it is? It's a friggin' hen fest up here.
Of course,
oh, it's yeah. a hen fest. Cluck, you know what they're cluck, doing? Cluck, they're playing cluck, tennis. They're biking. They're jogging. They're keeping them there. All they are thinking about is keeping themselves fit. Now, more power to them. Back in the day, they would eat buttered donuts and take a dump and just read the latest Jane Austen novel.
Sure.
Okay. But what you have, and I know there are plenty of women that work and that are out there in the workforce, but I'm talking about the snowbird type of woman mm-hmm. who's up here, and some of them younger. I see a lot of women. I feel the getting to the point of the men not being floating around, you know, the guys that own these some of these houses, and some of the women do as well. You understand what I'm saying? I don't want to get myself in a whole sexist pit here.
Kept women. You said that yesterday.
They exist.
Wealthy kept women.
They exist, but for you. You yeah. are providing the ability for them to have this lifestyle. The
right.
men in their lives are like, allowing them to
and
skip
even
the buttered
their
donuts.
Job is to look good for their men.
That's right.
Hey, see, I don't look at it that way. I think they're basically ensuring that they will live far longer than their men, you know, who are down there.
I don't
there,
think
you
that's
know.
The case in every marriage, but, well, but certainly some.
This is one. This is one area where it's a lot healthier.
Carla remarries.
And when are you?
I thought your father was going to be
around
longer.
Do you ever give it thought about when you might modify, or have you modified?
No,
have you? Or no.
Why
is that all it is? Is that for the rest of your life? Nah, I'm going to die of you know, a fatal heart attack, or
oh, I don't necessarily think
diabetes.
It won't be the first heart attack, and okay. I don't have diabetes. I've been checked.
But this is the problem with Rob. We've had to come to Jesus with him. He doesn't care. He just doesn't care, and he's not going to care until it's too late. That's unfortunate for us. But we got to. We're going to have a good run. I think we got another 5-10 years out of him. We'll
oh,
be 10, okay.
easy. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not going to accept that. I think that's.
Mike, I get a profile of this man every day.
Oh,
I know what's
good
going
looking.
On.
Yeah. You want to talk about profiles in courage, Mike? This is a profile in courage. John F. Kennedy got nothing on
me. If there was a time lapse of him and how far he has to sit away from the board as. This year,
but I can still reach the faders.
He is a cruel.
And you know what? Even
reach.
Straining for the faders, I'm still a better board up than him.
Yeah. He's a tall drink of water.
I do.
We care, but I mean, I'm sure. Have you ever had a serious discussion with your wife about it in the last year?
You know, I try to avoid all conversation with her when possible. Okay. I do a lot of listening. What might start out to be about me usually ends up being about her. And
right.
so, you know, it's the definition of crazy, Mike, is to do the same activity over and over again and hope for a different outcome. It's really not worth talking to
Well,
her.
You've all, you know, the thing I tell people about Rob is that Rob has been more successful than I've ever been in the... one-time weight loss. He's done it twice. He's lost over 70 pounds on two separate occasions. When he gets motivated, he goes out of his mind. But he goes equally out of his mind when he's not motivated.
I probably should. And you know what? I wish I had done it before summer.
You look right now like you're putting your hand in acid when you say that. Because the way your face looks when you do that, you go... I probably should.
But you know what? But you know, it is painful, it is uncomfortable, and it is miserable to have to do it. And
I'm
cheating,
though.
Should
I feel like I'm cheating. I have a Carla, and Carla is on my ass like she has never been on her ass, and I have to be extremely careful because if I don't toe the line on this,
yes.
I will piss her off, and I don't want, because if I piss her off, the only way I'm going to be successful is doing it completely on my own. My heart goes so far out to the people that battle weight gain. It is, and for people that, look, it is so wonderful to have somebody paying attention for you. And all I have to do is toe the line. That's all I have to do. Like today, first thing out of the bed, you know, we're going on the power walk with all the hill profiles mm-hmm. today. And I know if I say no, I'll get a death cold stare, like looking in the eyes of an iguana, and it'll be like, why not?
Yeah.
And it'll be just like that. And I know I have to do it. But it is hard, Mike, to motivate yourself when no one else is around. Yeah. It's almost impossible.
It's also interesting. I just heard a show where.
Not impossible. I shouldn't say it's
No, impossible. It's quite possible.
Do you remember how big Rick Rubin used to be? Like, really big.
Rick Rubin, enlightened.
He's a
Rick
music
Rubin.
Producer.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right.
He's known for all his hits, his music first. But if you ever saw him, I never knew that he had lost so much weight, but I thought he was just a kind of an obese guy. And I heard an interview with him where he said that if he looks back at his life, he wished he could have his late 20s and early 30s back, because he was so obese that he feels like he missed out on a lot of his life. And he lost almost 200 pounds.
I can totally understand
almost 200 pounds.
Wow. You know what? Wow. You talk about things like, dealing with a boat. And I joke about the whole dinghy thing. Boat. But getting on and off boats up here. Getting on and off. Moving. Just moving. Running out there. Walking with my son. Taking my son down to the beach. Okay? Down a rock walk. I wouldn't have done it. A year ago, I wouldn't have done that. And now he's at the age where he wants to go on the beach, and I have to go. And so I have that motivation to do that, but I completely can relate to those type of things. It's just, look at how painful.
Wow.
Rob, are you enjoying this segment?
But I'm sure others are, and it's for the greater good.
But that resonated with me, not because, we tease each other about our weight gain or weight loss.
Oscar's legendary weight gain.
No, but it's a fun part of the show, but it resonated with me because I never thought of it that way. I never thought about, missing a part of your life because you missed out on so many things you could have done.
Yeah, I mean, two guys on the show. Pony doesn't have to worry about weight, but Pony does other things that'll kill him, and it's just...
Well, Pony does have to worry about weight.
We all have our vices. Yeah.
Have you ever seen the end of the movie, The Incredible Shrinking Man, where he disappears? Right. If Pony skips three meals, he's gone.
Do you ever weigh yourself, Pony? Do you ever weigh yourself? Do you ever actually... Yeah, I mean, you don't think about it, right?
Yeah, once in a while when I go to the doctor's office.
Is it hard?
It just kind of happens.
They make you do it.
Would you mind sharing what you weigh in at, just out of idle curiosity? Now, hold on. Big moment for the show. Okay. There's a segment of our audience. This is who we have to cater to that are digging this right now.
Oh, and also we need to know before your weight, we'll need to know your height.
Oh, I'm 6'2". And...
Okay, hold on. Wait. Now, don't say... God damn it. God. Teaching this boy the ways of show business. Guess what I'm going to do? Tell you what I'm going to do. Pony, you're 6'2". That's all the information you will be giving out today. Because
you got
on tomorrow's show, we will reveal Pony's weight. Rob, we will not reveal yours or mine because we don't need to deal with that.
Thank you very much.
But the fact is, tomorrow, it's not going to hurt Pony's feelings when somebody... could you do me a favor for just a second, Pony? Just briefly stand up in front of the camera just for a second so everybody can get a good look at you.
You always do this to the employees.
There you go. There he is. I think the camera adds a very...
No,
don't do that. I don't need to see that.
No.
I don't do that.
Pony is
really
skinny. Jesus.
Wow. That is... Oh,
good for him.
God. That's... all right. So tomorrow, 6'2".
Are you wearing women's jeans?
Yeah, I was going to say, does your mom know you took her jeans?
She buys them for me.
Oh,
does she really still buy your jeans?
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. You poor person. But anyway, so tomorrow we will reveal Pony's weight on the show, and I will welcome on certainly my Facebook page and on all of our Facebook pages in the show, guest Pony's weight. Guest Pony, we will not be giving you a prize.
If you could put it on the Michael Mara Show page, it'd be perfect because they can all be there.
Yeah, and also,
very good. Just send it. Well, what do they send it to, Pony, if they want to guess your weight?
No, they can just go to Facebook, our Michael Mara Show
page. Put it up.
Guess Pony's weight, but go to the Michael Mara Show page. That's where we want you to go. Yeah, don't
And for bonus points, if anyone out there is good with Photoshop, could you please make Fat Pony?
Now, there you go. If it makes you feel better, make Fat Pony. So guess his weight and make Fat Pony at the same time. That'll be on the Mike O'Mara Show page. There you go. Hey, how about that? We didn't even plan on it. We drove some traffic to that page, did we? Yeah, pretty good. Just one last thing to kind of go full circle on this. Please check Paula Deen's social media manager and see if the person's available. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Straight masterpiece. Listen to Americast and get caught up on all the shows of more broadcasting, like this clip from the Rob and Joe Show.
We are experiencing audio difficulties from our local program. No adjustment of your set is necessary.
Subscribe on iTunes or download it from MikeOmeraShow.com every Monday right here on the More Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of our program is brought to you by our TMOS bonus package. Hey, everybody, we really would love you to keep us in mind if you haven't decided to do it yet. A lot of people have waited a long time, but it's a fabulous product, and we believe in it 100%. You can subscribe for a full year, and you will get full access to all of the 2015 bonus content, on-demand video access to every bonus show, access to the entire bonus show anthology at over a 25% savings, and it is also a great way to support your favorite podcast. We still remind you, because we still need you to do that, pick up the Mike O'Mara Show bonus package right now, and you can even pay with a credit card. The TMOS bonus package is because you, my friends, are worth it, and we would like to say, if you're planning on doing it today, thank you.
News.
Simpsons fans can stop worrying about how Flanders, Smithers, and Mr. Burns will sound next season. Harry Shearer is returning to the show.
Boo. Mike, I'm sorry, buddy.
Sorry about that. Hey, stop it. Stop it. Please.
Boo.
No, there's no need. No. Well, in May, he left because of a contract dispute, but he had five other main voices, actors. In May, he left because of a contract dispute, but he and the five other main voice actors just signed a new contract for seasons 27 and 28, and Fox has the option of bringing them back for seasons 29 and 30 as well. They will each make about $300,000 an episode.
Man.
Wow.
Man,
which is around $7 million per season.
Man.
God bless them all.
And can you imagine 30 seasons? That's like Gunsmoker, Ed Sullivan. It's the Simpsons have been around forever.
I don't care, Rob.
What do you care about?
Care about me. Anyway, it's actually what they were set to make before the dispute, but Harry has always said this wasn't about money. It was just freedom to do other stuff.
Yeah,
Harry,
radio
so
podcast.
You can pose for Playgirl, you pump. But anyway.
Mike, he's
so
going to get
jealous.
A layout in Modern Nose.
That's right. But you know what? It jogged me into doing some fun stuff, and yes. Mac and everybody else that did that when I did the Simpsons voices. Thank you very much, but I never really seriously thought I'd be getting, hey, this is the producer of the Simpsons. We need to come out to California, throw everything else away. Didn't think that was going to happen.
Stranger things have happened.
This is one of those fast food creations in another country that has to make its way to America. KFC in Hong Kong is now selling fried chicken covered in pizza.
Oh,
yeah. It's a pizza chicken hybrid called the Napoli Crispy Pizza Chicken. Basically, it's a piece of fried chicken that has marinara sauce, mozzarella, and cheddar cheese melted. Well, then that's
cheddar.
Then that's called chicken parmesan.
Yeah.
That's a chicken parm, is it not?
Well, it should be parmesan cheese if it's not, you know, if it's chicken parm.
But that's what it is. Then this is, because it's KFC, one of the ads shows the pizza chicken being offered with a side of mashed potato. Okay. It's a chicken parm.
They're marketing it wrong. Since it's Japan, it should be called Super Terrific Happy Bird.
Yes, very, very nice. Yeah,
and, I'd definitely try it.
Well, the reason I call it a chicken parm is what our engineer Daryl Nichols ate every day for like 6 years.
Yeah.
And Daryl never gained weight either.
No.
A guy from England was hiking on a mountain in Wales this weekend, and a thunderstorm suddenly hit. Apparently, he took out his selfie stick to get a sweet picture of himself in the storm.
Oh, no.
Because let's face it, that's just what you do in 2015 when you're hiking on a mountain in Wales during a thunderstorm. But his selfie stick had some metal in it, so it was basically like, you know, he was holding up a like lightning rod, you know? And right on cue, a bolt of lightning hit the selfie stick, traveled through his body, and killed him instantly.
Oh, no.
There you have it, the world's first death by selfie stick. Thank you very much.
Why would you do that in a storm?
Yeah, I know. It's the same thing like holding up a golf club. You
sure.
Know? You just don't do it. It's metal, stupid. Now, if you haven't won a giant Powerball jackpot yet, there's bad news. Now you're really not going to. The Lottery Commission who run the Powerball just approved a plan to make it way harder to win those jackpots from 1 in 175 to 1 in 175 million to 1 in 292 million. They are adding 10 more balls to the mix.
Ooh.
I don't know why I feel this way. Maybe because I'm a degenerate gambler. I hope this bites them in the ass.
Do we have a better shot?
No, you have much less shot.
They're like more numbers.
more is better in America, right?
I want a chocolate pie. Yeah, lottery machine.
So you're saying I can pick more.
So now instead of picking five numbers between 1 and 59, the range is 1 and 69. You've added 10 more balls. I hope this bites them in the ass.
Those jackpots are going to be ginormous now.
Yeah. And also they will carry over.
Because that's the whole point,
Now, you also have to pick your sixth number as the special Powerball. That used to be between 1 and 35. Now, that one is going to only be between 1 and 26. So, better chance for the Powerball, but it still doesn't matter. These changes, that gives you many worse odds, and fewer people will win, but a lot more people will get smaller prizes like $4.
That's because if you can just get the Powerball right, I think you win $5.
You do.
Yeah. So, not surprisingly, both of these changes are designed to make you gamble more. Huge jackpot. Get the most people buying tickets. That's what they're doing. Yeah. And we will go like lambs to the slaughter. And I say, screw the Powerball.
$1 billion.
Do they do the lottery in Maine? Is that a Powerball state?
Yeah, they've got Powerball up here. Okay. Absolutely.
Comes with fireworks.
The World Boxing Organization. What was that, fireworks?
It comes with fireworks.
Yes.
When you win.
The World Boxing Organization stripped Floyd Mayweather of his welterweight title on Monday, the one he got for beating Manny Pacquiao in May, but they only yanked it on a technicality, and this does not mean Manny won the fight. WBO title holders aren't allowed to hold any titles in a different weight class, and Floyd didn't vacate his WBA and WBC super welterweight titles by the deadline on July 3rd. He has 14 days to file an appeal, but he probably won't even win if he does.
200,000 at stake here. There's like a fine or a fee because he had multiple weight titles. In a weird way, I'm with Floyd. It's a tax. It's a tax of 200K to give to WBO, and if he's really retired, why does he need him? Why does he need him?
I almost get emotional. I really almost get emotional when you support the underdog. former Eagles quarterback Donovan McNabb was arrested for drunk driving last week after rear-ending a car that was stopped at a red light. They had the mugshot up online. It happened just before midnight on June 28th in Gilbert, Arizona, which is close to where he lives. This is his second DUI in less than 2 years. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
I have his nonsensical statement he made to the media. I was going to play it.
I have a quote of it, but I don't have the actuality of it where he has a radio show out there,
I think you should listen to him explain what goes on. So this
said it didn't make sense.
It will truly make things clear as mud.
Gilbert is in the middle of nowhere as well.
Gilbert. It's named after Gilbert Godfrey. In Arizona. All right, here's Donovan McNabb talking about his second DUI in 2 years.
Earlier today, there was a story that was released, and I want everybody to be cognizant of it because I am very aware of handling the matter at this particular point. But at this point, I have no further information. And as we continue on with the situation, then we'll let it handle as it will handle itself.
There you are.
And like a police
Thank
chief
you, Donovan.
Something.
Yes, maybe time to talk to some people, Donovan. He issued that statement on his radio show
in Gilbert, Arizona. It was the second DUI. Get extra. I understand that Donovan McNabb is drinking at the local bar. Can you put a couple of extra cruisers out so that he will get popped again? Thank you.
Thank you, Gilbert. All right. And now a little something-something. A 44-year-old Tracy McLeod.
McLeod.
McLeod of Alliance, Ohio, was at a Chinese restaurant called Main Moon. I wonder if they serve fruit fritters at Main Moon. That was around 4:30 p.m. on Monday. She called 911. When the operator asked, "What's your emergency?" Tracy said, quote, "I had bought some Chinese food, and it's not up to par with me." Apparently, the staff refused to give her a refund. Then the operator asked if she really thought that was a good reason to call 911, and Tracy said, quote, "What am I supposed to do, jump over the thing and beat him up to get my money back?"
Jump over the thing.
The thing. The cops came out and arrested Tracy for misuse of 911. There's no word on whether she wound up getting her money back, but I do have it on good authority that she was really hungry again in about a half an hour. Am I right, ladies? There we go. We will take a break, come back with the magic audio vault of Mr. Rob Spiewak. right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'll be Gary Stein.
Yes, you will be. On this week's episode of the show, we celebrate the 4th of July.
Yeah.
It's a jam-packed episode. We go out, we do a man-on-the-street thing. You gotta listen. First question will go to the lovely lady here. Whose signature is the biggest on the Declaration of Independence? Is it Abraham Lincoln's, Benjamin Franklin's, or John Hancock's?
John Hancock's.
John Hancock. Compared to his signature, how big is Abraham Lincoln's?
It is massive.
It's massive.
I don't know. Yeah. Let's go with on the larger side.
Do you think his signature is the biggest because he was black?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Seem to be another area there.
The Tony Perkins Show.
I was sitting there going, Tony, they get the answer right. And he did a bait and switch there. And I'm saying, okay, well, it's not going to be funny if they get the answer right. And then he does the whole Abe Lincoln thing. And then he says, John Hancock was black. That's funny.
The whole man on the street thing is brilliant. And it's actually, you can see an isolated moment of it on the Mike O'Mara Show page.
Cool.
So check it out and tell it to your friends. It's great.
I heard it. It is amazing.
Way to go, Tony. Good stuff. The Tony Perkins Show. I am so proud to have them on the More Network. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. We've been telling you about ZipRecruiter because really this is the way to go if you need to hire new people. You know your company's only as good as the people you hire, and they've done a wonderful thing at ZipRecruiter. You don't have to wade through all of the different job sites. You can take care of your hiring and going to one place to do it. ZipRecruiter.com. Post to over 100 job sites, one single click. You'll be instantly matched to the best candidates from over 4 million resumes. Just one post, and within 24 hours, you can sit back and watch your candidates appear in ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. If you're somebody out there, it doesn't matter how small your business is and you're trying to hire somebody, use ZipRecruiter. Avail yourself to all the people that are out there. They've been used by over 400,000 businesses, and you can try it right now, and you can do it absolutely free. Getting the right people for your company is crucial. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and get started right now. Do it today. It's free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Don't wait. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, July 8, 2015. Rob Spiewak.
Yesterday on CNN, Hillary Clinton gave her first national interview since she has announced that she's running for president. And Mike, the good news is she's still laughing. She's in a good mood. That's hilarious.
There she is.
I love her laugh. It doesn't sound too scary. She said she can be trusted. She said she's disappointed in Donald Trump. But really, what everyone's talking about, should we put a chick on our money?
I want a woman on the bill. And I think that it might be easier to change the 20 than it is to change the 10. But we'll see. And I don't like the idea that as a compromise, you would basically have two people on the same bill. One would be a woman. That sounds pretty second class to me. So I think a woman should have her own bill.
I agree with her. I'm with her. Come on, just do it, for God's sake.
Who do you want to put on the 20 then? If it's a chick, who do you want?
As far as what I've been thinking about is the 20, Sarah Bernhardt.
Really? The actress or the comedian?
The comedian.
The comedian. I've been pulling
Not from Sarah. You're going way back to like the 20s. I was going to the comedian, and we were both using dated references.
I was hoping for Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, Melissa McCarthy.
What about Charo?
Charo!
Also great. Yeah, put Charo on the bill, the 20.
Or a sexy bill with Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Hey, I want you to run down to the store for me, man. Get me some booze. I got 3 Charos in my wallet that are burning a hole in it.
They've changed the money around lately, you know, in the past 100 years. But what if they really, really revamped it and had some tasteful nudity?
That'd be great.
Yes, okay, absolutely. Anna Nicole Smith.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody's talking about this, but is it because... is it that important for me as far as if it would put a woman on a $20 bill, $10 bill, $5 bill, it's not going to change my life.
No, it doesn't mean
it would change my
me.
Life. I think it'd be a nice thing to do. Yep. That's the only way I look at it. And if it's a Anna Nicole Smith, I could take it out of my wallet the first day I got one and I would go, like my money.
Couple game show moments for you here. Jeopardy, there is nothing quite as savory or awkward as when Alex Trebek tries to be hip.
Yeah.
And here he is reading a clue that I think you're going to enjoy.
TV for 800.
In the theme to this 90s sitcom, I pulled up to the house about 7 or 8, and I yelled to the cabbie, "Yo, Holmes, smell you later." Encore.
What is the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Yep.
And it didn't really sound like this, did it?
I pulled up to the house about 7 or 8, and I yelled to the cabbie, "Yo, Holmes, smell you later."
So I tried to help him out.
So classic.
Tried to help him out and see if we could make it any better.
I pulled up to the house about 7 or 8, and I yelled to the cabbie, "Yo, Holmes, smell you later."
There is no, no. rhythm at all.
No, you got to get the right, the right rhythm if you're going to do
it
that.
It just
correctly.
Wasn't good. Oh, don't worry.
You know, I'm embarrassed to say it. I love that theme so much.
It's a great
theme.
Mm-hmm.
I truly, truly do because, you know, I'm tragically white.
That's
Thank
fine.
You very much. Yeah.
Now, on Wheel of Fortune, it was college week, and there was a guy from Indiana University that really didn't represent for his his school. It
what was that?
Well,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Were you having a mini stroke there or what?
No,
what
Mike, it was a full on stroke.
5 years.
thank you, Oscar. You know what? By that time, I'll be ready to go. he really didn't represent his school very well. It was one of those situations where all the letters were up on the board. All he had to do was read it. And to make this even better, he had spun and picked up the thing for $1 million.
Oh, my God. Geez. And so this is an inability to read what the puzzle is.
Just check it out.
4 L's. Pick that up. Turn it over. Wow. Okay.
Can I solve?
Oh, well, that'd be a good idea, yeah.
Mythological hero Achilles.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Achilles,
oh,
Mike.
No. Achilles.
We've obviously found
no.
this guy's Achilles heel.
Achilles.
Oh, God.
Let's
that's
take
terrible.
It from the top because I like the way Pat kind of tries to get past it and he just can't.
4 L's. Pick that up. Turn it over. Wow. Okay.
Can I solve?
Oh, well, that'd be a good idea, yeah.
Mythological hero Achilles.
I can't accept that.
Okay.
Shelby.
I'll solve.
Yeah.
Mythological hero Achilles.
Yeah, that's it.
That poor son of a bitch. Rest of his life. Rest of his life. Wanted to go on a game show. Wanted to go on a game show.
And you know what? There's other instances where he was almost as stupid.
Do you have the million?
He did not get the million. He did not get the money at all. What's funny is the person who solved had no money in her account. She couldn't spin because all the letters are on the board, so they just gave her $1,000. Apparently, that's the minimum you can win.
Oh, my God.
Achilles.
Achilles.
It's not just that young man. It's a commentary on our entire educational system.
Here, here. And you know what? More mythology, Mike. What have I been saying for years?
Why would he go on a game show if he doesn't know Achilles?
You know, and you do have to pass certain tests to get on even Wheel of Fortune.
Man.
So we shall see. Oh,
that's
my.
And you know, the thing about that one is you don't need to know the mythology. You can have you've got the body part. You've got the Achilles heel, which everybody knows about. Come on.
Achilles.
Achilles.
Not okay.
What school did he go to again?
It was Indiana University.
Indiana U.
And what's great is he's wearing a big shirt. Says Indiana. Woo!
Indiana, duh.
Indiana. Have you ever played a prank on your kid that's so cruel it sort of borders on not okay, even if it has a happy ending?
No, I pull back because I'm the part-time dad and all that. I don't do that to my daughter.
Here's a lady that got a package in the mail and accused her son of ordering something behind her back. It's pretty bad.
Hey, what is this? This says ship to Jemivan Baker. Have you been ordering something off the internet?
No.
I'm gonna wear your butt out. If you ain't ordered nothing off the TV.
No.
What is that? Open that up. What is that? Take that out of there. What does that say? What is that?
Happy 8th birthday, love, Mom. Thank you.
Got him!
Nice. Oh my God.
Got him an iPod Touch, and then everybody laughed. And I don't know why I found this as funny, as endearing as I did. The other night on Conan, Andy messed up the intro to Conan O'Brien.
I don't know if you heard it, but it's a special edition because instead of "Now here he is, Conan O'Brien," for some reason I said, "Now here he comes."
I heard that.
I have
backstage.
I have no idea why what happened.
For like 20 some
times.
Odd years, I'm backstage and here, and now here he is, Conan. And then tonight I'm back. I'm like, now here he comes. What?
Yeah. It makes it sound more like a kid's show.
I know.
I just thought it was very funny. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
You know, you almost think maybe they were planning that. Who knows?
Who knows?
It's hard to believe. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with our show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, email Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. great one today. The Mike O'Mara relies on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.